Hey, what's up, fellas? We are here live.
Turn-in times are the same. So, yeah, we'll be turning in two chicken boxes, two kids, two cooks.
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this?
They're going to play somewhere in the top 25 in the second turn-in because there's only 25 of them.
Right.
But still, you know, that's a big deal. Have you ever heard anything like that, Daryl? Let me hear have we still got you?
Yeah, you got me. I was just Facebooking. I want to let everybody know that we got the big team up here. We're live on television. We're live on the radio. Frank Cox has hooked us up big. And I tell you now, 24 years for 23 champions because he's won it twice. What's his name? Johnny Trey.
Johnny Trey.
And they're all lined up out there. You know, the first champion, Paul Kirk, he's standing over here a few minutes ago. And how much has changed? How much history how much has went on in the last, this is the 25th year, 25th champion will be crowned unless somebody that won it before wins it this time. Just a special, and you know, then to go along with that, perfect television, perfect radio, everything's working. It's like the coverage of the Jack Daniels has come of age and the competition's come of age, and I'm just glad. It's a proud moment to be sitting in the middle of the corral.
Yeah,
it
is. I
appreciate everybody coming and participating.
Now, tomorrow should be really interesting because we're going to attempt the same thing. And if you're listening out there, I deeply encourage you to either call into the show. You can call in at 347-202-0263 or at least listen in and get on chat and tell us how the sound is, because we're doing a live test right now for tomorrow. Our goal is to be able to not only live stream the awards, but also broadcast a ESPN-style coverage from right here at this table with this whole sound setup. If we can pull that off, this is going to be a big deal right here.
Ain't that cool?
And so, which has never been done in barbecue that I know of, so you're going to see it all right here at the 25th annual Jack Daniels barbecue competition.
You know, so many people have come before, Fire Barbecue, Barbecue TV, and they've tried to do what we're accomplishing right now. And I tell you what the catalyzing event was. They started a thing called Barbecue Web TV, and there were two expert television people that got together to create that, and that was Frank Cobbs and a fellow named Gabe, who does real, legitimate television on television every week. And thank goodness they didn't make it, because they didn't have Frank. And I'm sorry they didn't, though, but... And, you know, Frank has not got a college education.
I don't.
But this man right here.
I barely got a
high
school education, I'm just telling you.
He is the smartest man I know. Absolutely. You know, there's people that you know that made it through the 12th grade that are worth $5 and $10 million. And then there's people who have 25 years of college and ain't got shit, you know.
Yeah.
And Frank is one of those who went through the 12th grade, going to be worth $5 million. And and you know what? SmokerBuilder.com, SmokerPlans.net, Iron Man Cookers. Now, he's got 50 websites. A lot of people don't know that.
Approximately.
And then the work he's doing with Operation Barbecue Relief.
Yes.
I mean, you know what? If you pointed to a person who's catalyzed broadcasting a barbecue, who's catalyzing the progression of Operation Barbecue, who's catalyzing a new generation of cookers.
Cookers, yeah.
It's
awesome.
Frank
Cobbs.
I'll tell you what, man. It's about time somebody pulls a dust back and says, hey, who is this man over here? Hell yeah.
Well, see, what I got to do is I got to tell you that, you know, guys like Kevin right here are the ones that are really making a go for Operation Barbecue Relief. And I want, Kevin, I wanted, the main reason we asked you to come on is because we want to make sure and give you a real good plug for the class you've got coming up in February.
Sure.
So Kevin's putting on a class that I think is brilliant, because there's so many people out there right now. Barbecue is exploding. It's like in its NASCAR infancy stages right now. And you better be careful, because it's getting ready to explode, and it's going to be just as big. And Kevin is the kind of guy that's laying the groundwork for such a deal, because there's a lot of guys out there that are getting an interest because of Pitmasters and Barbecue Crawl and all these awesome shows that are out there right now. And, you know, they're wanting to be a part of it. And so Kevin is putting a class together that's going to make this possible. Tell us a little bit about that there, Kevin.
We have we call it Friends of OBR. I got started with OBR when the tornadoes hit in Henryville, Indiana. Henryville is my hometown, and I knew what OBR did. I didn't realize what an asset it is until they came to my hometown. So we set up Cousin Eddie from Tennessee, Jeff Stiff, Will Cleveland. They all came to Marysville. And shortly after Marysville, OBR asked me to get involved with the board of directors. I'm surrounded by good friends. I mean, even the friends I'm down here with. The Friends of OBR, the fundraiser, was actually Tom Hillman, a good friend.
Oh, yes.
And Tom Hillman was with Marriott, and he just called us one day, said, hey, I got an idea, you know, for a fundraiser for OBR.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Donnie Bray with Warren County Pork Choppers.
He's down here.
Yeah, and Chad Hayden. Those are our two instructors. It's a barbecue class. We call it Barbecue 101. These two guys are going to teach class, tell you everything they do with competition barbecue. We got people that are donating. It's all 100% tax deduction to OBR. You know, the proceeds are going straight to OBR.
Mm-hmm.
The Marriott has opened the doors, rolled out the red carpet. For $600 a person, you get a two-night stay. You get a steak dinner prepared by Chef Montgomery at the Char Restaurant.
Wow!
And your hotel accommodations and the class.
That is an awesome deal.
What Warren County's going to do, Donnie's going to take two meets and Chad Hayden, world champion 2007. Competing again here tonight, and I'm hoping tomorrow he walks out of here with another
grand. Buddy.
But those guys are going to teach a class. We got Kathy and Philip Brazier. They're KCBS reps. They're going to let people know what to expect. People that are wanting to get in to barbecue, and we're going to pit builders. They're donating cookers. We're going to auction them. Thank you, Frank. we got a smoke builder is coming, and I mean, it's going to be a good time. And the party, you know, that's going to be on February the 28th. If we're on Facebook, the it's Friends of OBR, and then I'm trying to think. I mean, there's so much stuff's going to happen. I mean, we have contest entries that are going to be people just want to help.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, it's hard to say what's going to happen. Just keeps growing.
You know what I like about it especially is, the class seems to be geared towards a beginner, a guy that's never been at a competition before but wants to get his feet wet and get out there and give it a shot. That's a big deal because I don't think anybody's really pushing anything like that.
That's going to give them a big boost.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, they're going to get out there, they're going to get their feet wet with this class.
Yep.
You're going to learn techniques from the pros that know.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, let's talk about pros a little bit here. Where's Warren at right now in the rankings?
Second place.
Second place. Holy shit.
He's 25 points behind first place. He's got 29-15, and then True Bud's got 29-40.
Yes.
So they can flip it really quickly.
Yeah.
See him and True Bud's been battling it out this year, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you,
it's really cool.
So you're gonna get talk from guys like that, and Moonswiner's back here, and I mean, man, that's
and it's all good people.
That's the bottom line. That's it right there.
Some good work.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
why
I love
people helping people.
Absolutely.
That's the heart of OBR.
You know what else is special about that day?
What's that?
It is my birthday.
Oh, sweet deal.
So who knows?
OBR could not do what it does without people like Frank Cox, without Donnie Bray, Tom Hill. I mean, people step to the plate.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to give a big, huge shout-out to Cousin Ed, too, man. That guy... Man, none of this would even be – it wouldn't be nowhere where it's at had it not been that Ed showed up in that parking lot down there at Joplin, Missouri on Range Line and 7th that day. And all of us was sitting there watching him pull in, and we all said, well, I guess we're going home. Because he brought that big old pits. It's a 38-foot gooseneck, and it's got two big old cookers on it.
Old
he can
Hickory.
Pop – oh, yeah, Old Hickory Pits. Man, Old Hickory Pits is a big, big sponsor for OBR.
Hogzilla.
Hogzilla, that's what we call that pit. And man, you talk about a fundraiser. That's what he does. If you go to Taylor Smokehouse Farms, I think is his website.
Is
right now.
Yes.
He's doing somewhere right now.
Every weekend that boy's smoking something.
Yeah.
Eddie rolls into town, the pigs get nervous.
That's right. I mean, they back the U.S. Foods trucks up.
Yeah.
They start unloading them on 8-foot tables. It's unreal. It's an operation.
When you look at pictures, you just cannot comprehend until you see it in person.
Yeah, and then you talk about all them boys, you know, Billy and all them other guys getting together at the same time in one place. What did they do, like 9,500 pounds of pork in one night, I think?
No.
Here just a few months back or something. That's a lot of pork.
They just line them up and go to town.
That's 950 well-weighed-out pork butts right there.
Well, there's another... I got to talk to Mike Mills also. Mills, when the tornado hit in Henryville and people like that, I mean, he sent in his truck, that hot shot truck of his. It's a refrigerator and it's got a heater box and a refrigeration box in it on the back of a one-ton truck. And when he came in, he brought us meals from his restaurant. We started feeding, and we called Mike, said, hey, you know, when do you need his truck back? He said, just keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
right.
keep that truck. He said, just wear the wheels off of it.
That's awesome.
I mean,
yeah.
Just use it.
Hey, real quick, Jason wants to know what the link is for the class.
Hang
yeah, on. We got to talk about that real quick.
Hang on just a second. I brought this here.
Oh, yeah, the reminder box.
Yeah, let me. I ain't got my glasses on, so. I'm looking.
Operation DQ
I know it's,
Relief.
And that's free
as go there and try to donate.
Yeah, there's going to be a link.
OBR
yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah, it is Friends of OBR on Facebook. And Tom Hillman, anybody that wants something, his is tom_hillman@bellsouth.net.
Yeah.
He's taking care of all of all the registrations and everything. I think right now we're at 20. We're at 20 right now on the class size. I think we can go to 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a nice size class.
Yeah.
What's the cost?
$600 a person or $1,000 a couple.
Now, let me qualify that real quick because, you know, having recently started out, I've only been competing now 2 years, and I got to tell you, I have spent way, way more than that not winning.
Yeah.
Well, she knows. But,
yeah.
But you talk $600
even,
a contest.
Yeah. And that's what I said, it's tax deductible.
Yeah.
The check's going to be made to OBR, and, yeah, well...
You know, the other thing I like to throw in here, that room for two nights should be $600.
Yeah, exactly. And not counting the steak dinner that Chef Montgomery is going to be. I mean, he's one of the top chefs in the bourbon themed restaurant.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Oh, nice.
You're getting a heck of a bargain for that kind of money.
That kind of experience, the class, just the overall participation in it is awesome.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a deal.
Right.
You know?
And it's going for, and the proceeds are going to a good cause.
Yeah. People helping people. $20 feeds 20 people.
It does. For real.
Yeah,
real. It's not lying in somebody's pocket that's a, that's some kind of a, you know,
that's what
board member kind of
people,
a CEO
when
guy.
We was set up in Sandy, I had an organization call me and they wanted to know what our CEO made.
Yeah.
For OBR. And I said, the only thing our CEO makes is barbecue.
Barbecue,
that's all
right.
They make.
That's all any of them makes. Yeah.
Now, there's two websites associated. They're separate, but the initializers of OBR are in, and that's barbecuescores.com and compbbq.com. And, you know, since they don't make any money on OBR, you know, we'd like to plug those. And please, for the hits. You know, for the analytics, go there and try it. Now we tested it out with True Blood Barbecue, and they got a bracket 180 is the top, 170 is the first line down. And unfortunately, True Blood I don't believe ever went below the 170, and he hit that 180 a lot. So if you're a barbecue team, you can kind of register as to how well you consistently do, and also qualify where your weaknesses are, and then work on that. And I tell you, what's his name, Frank, that's over the OBR?
Will Cleaver and Stan Havens
are
founding members.
Traffic. He deserves the support. Go to barbecuescores.com and CompBBQ. And if you're a sanctioned body, you're doing poorly. You know, you just started one. You know, I know the TVA is outstanding and doing a great job, but, you know, somebody who's an upstart needs help. CompBBQ.com, and that's the first stop you ought to make. And what do you think, Frank?
Well, I mean, it's very valuable for me as a team because, you know, we're like I said, we're a new team, and we're able to compare our own results by contest over the year, but we can also go back to the year before and see how we're improving and in what categories, how we're improving in each category and what we're changing and stuff. And, you know, that and team that up with the new scoring system KCBS is using, you can really get some good analytical data on what you're doing and you know when to change something and when not because – Either you just had a bad table that day, or you had bad recipes that day, or whatever. But it's really improved our performance, I think, as far as the you know, just watching our stats and stuff like that. And then the other thing is too is that you can compare yourself, your team, to other teams. So if there's a team that you know that you're always neck and neck with, and you're always competing against that same guy at every contest, and he's beating you in chicken, and you want to see what's going on, you can go right there to barbecuescores.com, and you can pull that information up, and you can do a comparative analysis of what, you know, all the things that are going in there. And, you know, if you're good enough to hang on to your score sheets, you can also use that to also improve the information that you're getting as well. So what do you got time to stick around a little bit more? Yep. Let's talk Jack, man. We're hitting the Jack. We're talking about a lot of stuff. We ain't talking too much about the Jack.
The Jack Daniels World Championship.
It's got to soak in that we're here, and we don't have no Jack. You're with us. That's a problem.
It's getting cold.
It's starting to get cold.
Yeah, the sun's going down.
We need some antifreeze. I'm telling you.
This morning.
Who won this last year? I forget from Iowa.
Pigskin. Them Iowa teams tore it up last year.
Now, I got to do this right quick. The reigning, defending world champions, Pigskin Barbecue.
They're right behind us about a football field down here.
Yep.
Yeah. That, you know what is so cool? I loved watching it last year because, you know, every time they got a call, that whole family got up. Mama, Daddy, and all the boys, and they got up and they ran down front, you know.
Yeah.
That was just cool as heck. That's barbecue, man. You got your whole family out here. You can't do that in baseball.
And you know the big buzz around the contest right now is everybody's scared as hell. Jim Bird's gonna come in here and win this one too.
Boy, he's tearing it up too, man. Yeah, he's doing real good. I saw him a little bit ago, and I told him that he ought to come down here and give the old sound system a test drive here and see what he thinks. You know, but I don't know. He's probably up on the hill right now. It's a magical place.
We're going to have to go up there and check it out.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens here. I'd leave my wife. She's here, Mrs. Smoker Builder. She's never been to the Jack before. And I've got to take her and show her Barbecue Hill. It's a pretty cool place.
I'm going to take her. I'm going to pull it back.
Uh-oh. Yeah. So she's getting all covered up in her blanket now. So have you heard about the pig? I can't remember what the name of the pig is. Do you remember the name of the pig, the iron pig that they throw in the fire?
No, I don't. Okay. But you're supposed to put all your woes in there this, from the previous year.
Yeah. We did. You and I did something similar to this at the Royal. You know, Team Smoker Builder. We all did. But so what happens is they got a big iron pig that they stick out here. It's all blacksmithed together. It's a really cool pig. And part of the experience of going up to Barbecue Hill is you're not only going up there, it's like an annual gathering of all the big-time, big boys in barbecue and all the vendors and the media guys and the people that work at Jack Daniels. And you get up there and you eat a big old meal, and you're way up high above this place, and you're looking over the countryside, and you get to see this beautiful view if you get up there early enough.
That's
before
exactly
it gets
it.
Dark.
It is. Yeah.
And then the fog starts rolling in, and all the smoke from the cookers down here is just going up, you know, and it's really cool. And so while you're up there, you have you know who gives an awesome description of Barbecue Hill is Dave and Kyle. They can clearly communicate the barbecue passion behind that hill, you know. But anyway, so you go up there, and while you're eating and all that, it's a dry county. So even though the stuff is made here, you can't buy it, right? So they give you these little tickets, and you get four drinks. That's what they can do. And so while you're up there, that's your drinks, and then you get your big meal. And while you're at it, you write your regrets on a piece of paper, and you throw your regrets, whatever it is, inside the pig. You fold it up. Nobody reads it. And then at the end of the night, they take that whole pig, and they throw him in the fireplace, and they burn up all the regrets and stuff, and then, you know, they move on, and it's a new year. So, you know, it's just kind of cool traditions like that really set the contest apart, you know.
Yeah.
And such a magical place to have that in the first place, you know.
Well, you know, the magic of the Jack is that before anybody cared about barbecue, you know, back when Johnny Trigg likes to say, we won $25 in the plaque, or we just won a plaque. And they got the plaque home, and it would look so bad, we'd probably use it for firewood. I mean, essentially, you got nothing for being... It gave all the teams something to strive for. You know, when you thought about no matter what sanctioning body you're in the country, and it got the attention of Europe and the people around the world.
Yes.
The whole deal was, this year I'm going to struggle and I'm going to try to make it to the Jack.
Yeah. Right.
And because that driving force, you know, if you had to point at one thing, it was when Brown-Forman owned it before they started, but... Mm-hmm. Now that Brown-Forman, they're the first big major corporation that has stepped in and said, you know what, we believe in barbecue.
Yeah.
And it gave so many teams, I'm going to go to this contest or that contest because it's enough to go to the Jack. And you look at Mike Mills and some of the first guys, Paul Kirk. Now, Paul Kirk made it on a lot of Good Morning shows. And if you go back and look at those shows in the 80s, those appearances, along with the driving force of the Jack, that's the only reason that we're here. And I tell you, you know, people talk about, well, we got the Sands Club, which I love the Sands Club. It's good national. And, you know, Memphis and May. Memphis and May was the first one. But you don't have to qualify to get there. You just got to try to get a space and pay the $8,000 to $30,000. But the Jack Daniels, you got to qualify. You got to be the best. And then when you get here, everybody knows automatically, well, hell, he must be the best. He's got the Jack.
Yeah, that's right.
And I tell you what, there's been a lot of fortunes made. There's been a lot of businesses made because they made it to the Jack and they gave them the confidence and also the name and the significance in the industry to do what they did. So, you know, if you look at the Jack Daniels World Championship, this is where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the big, bad situation we're in now. And I'll tell you something, baby. Barbecue is the baddest industry in the nation right now.
We believe
that. It's all American. It's red, white, and blue, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about most smokers being built in Japan. There are a few, but the majority of them, it's good old welders like Frank Cox at SmokerBuilder.com.
Pitmaker.
I want you to picture this.
Hey, we got John Reeves on the line with us, by the way.
Okay, well,
we know you're there, John.
Let me just talk right quick. You know, we're talking about American-made, American-made, American-backed. There's a little town up in Missouri, about 80 miles from St. Louis. And you pull down in there, and there's a guy down there who knows the mayor, the secretary to the mayor. He knows all the doctors. He knows everybody who's running the business. It was Sunday afternoon, and we needed some pipes. And I looked around, the guy was down there and got it out for Frank Cox. You know, if you look at the heart and soul of what America's built on, Frank Cox lives in a little town, he's got a building, and he's back there with his welders, he's back there with his smokers, and baby, he's doing the American dream. You know, it's not gone, it's here in barbecue. And we got a little piece of that in Frank Cox, and you know what, that's what barbecue is, and it's going to bring this country back, and we need to be nice to each other, love each other. And barbecue's that message.
Yeah.
And Operation Barbecue relieves that message.
Well, yeah, man.
And so we want to hear from John Reeves, and I'll get off the soapbox.
Well, hey, guys, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, hey, we got to introduce here John Reeves, our podcast on Thursday night.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Well, that was close to the sound I don't know if that's more like snow or applause. So what do you got, John? What's up, man?
Well, let me tell y'all something. Y'all talking about American-made and American.
I got you turned down, buddy.
It doesn't get any more American than what I'm doing right now. I'm doing any more than what I'm doing right now. We're talking Texas high school football on a Friday night. We fed nearly 600 people in the last hour and a half. It doesn't get any more American than that.
That's awesome, man.
You know, it ain't pork.
So how's the broadcast sounding down there?
It's sounding good. I apologize. I may be a little bit loud on my end. I can only stay on for just a few minutes. But I tell you what, you know, like I said, we've nearly 600 people in the last hour and a half. We've still got a little bit to go. Got a little bit of brisket left. You know, Miss X, you didn't let me down. We've cooked close to 400 pounds of brisket in the last 36 hours. So come off the competition trail and then turn right around and do a catering and deal like this. I'm telling you, hometown sitting here in Lubbock. The best part about this whole deal is, let me tell you all this, you're going to love this. My daughter goes to Monterey High School, and that's who we're feeding today. We're feeding Monterey High School here in Lubbock, Texas, playing Plainview High School. That's my alma mater. That's where I graduated. So I've been catching flack for this all week long, but it's worth it. We're having a great time. You know, we got the band out here. MGM Electronics brought, y'all going to have to see this thing. It is a food service truck loaded up with like 50 12-inch Fosgate subs, and I'm telling you, they're pounding it out. We're having a great time.
Sounds like some
awesome.
Yeah.
That's booming, no doubt.
So your radio show real quick, John. Tell us about your radio show.
We come on every Thursday night from 6 to 8 Central. It's the X Nation Barbecue Show. We focus on a lot of different things, guys. We are based out of Texas. We love Texas. We love the competition, and we move around a lot. So what our show is, every Thursday night right here on the Barbecue Superstars, what we focus on is barbecue, the love of competition, college football. We're home of Texas Tech, you know, undefeated this year. Cliff Kingsbury, you know, long live the king. So how do you get any better than that? Plus, Texas music. I mean, barbecue, Texas music, and football. It doesn't get any better than that. Sitting here live, love it, Texas. See you there. We're hooping and hollering.
Oh, yeah. Just sold another brisket sandwich.
That's right, another brisket sandwich out the door. Well, awesome. I appreciate that. John, I appreciate that, man. And, you know, make sure you check out John's show every Thursday night. Some nights I can't make it because just issues of building pits and all the craziness I'm involved in up there in Rolla, Missouri. But you know, give John's show a listen. He's on every Thursday, faithfully.
Well, I'm about to sign off, guys. I just wanted to call in. I told Chadwick and Daryl I'd call in and give you all a quick shout-out right quick. Check us out, Smokin' X Barbecue. You can find us on Facebook. And check out our show, X Nation Barbecue Show. So I appreciate you guys. I love all of y'all, and y'all have a great time, and be careful.
All right, brother. You too, brother. Have a good night, man.
Let the smoke roll.
Yeah.
Roll on.
Cool, man.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's cool. I love it. I guess the audio is working pretty good, Dan, because he's able to call in and hear us and all that.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Daryl? Give me your opinion. Where are we at in the world of audio right now for Barbecue Superstars?
Well, I tell you, man, 12 radio shows. We've got two radio shows every single night except Saturday. We've got live television, you know, and I think I'm breaking new ground. I mean, we broadcast it all weekend at the American Royal. We're here this weekend with Brock. I can't believe it. Thank you to AT&T. Perfect signal. I mean, the people right now are watching live in the corral now. Folks, if you think about this corral, every championship team from the Jack Daniels has went through that stage, has been on these grounds, and right now we're in the center of that. Shooting with OBR, shooting with Smoker Builder, shooting with Let the Smoke Roll, Hell Yeah, Chris Chavigan. I want to reach out to every company out there now. If you want to get involved in barbecue in a big way, Barbecue Superstars is poised to broadcast barbecue in a way it's never been broadcast before. We can do 10 competitions a week. All we need is cameras. We've got the people to do it, and then we can set up a central show and have an ESPN show every Saturday. We can do it on the computer, and Frank Cox himself can set this up where we simulcast.
As if I don't have enough to do.
Yeah. 10 contests in a square, or 12 contests in a square, you know, 3x4, 4x4, 16 contests. You can pick out which one you want. You can watch all the live results. And then as today, we can get an ESPN central show going with Chris Chadwick in the middle, because that boy's got the personality, and he could do the mojo of the show. And folks, we can take this thing to a 24-hour network television radio, because I'm telling you, there's so many restaurants, there's so many catering companies, there's so many backyards, there's 75 million households with a grill, there's 2,000 or 3,000 people building grills now. So along with that, there's 165 of the 199. There's only 199 countries in the world. 165 are tuning in to Barbecue Superstars. So we're talking about 7.1 billion people getting involved in an ESPN-type barbecue show. Now, you think you're getting analytics now? You don't know what analytics are, because you know what? There's a lot of people in Singapore and in Russia that don't care about basketball, football, baseball. But every single human being on the face of the earth wants to see their ribs. They want to see that brisket. They want to see that chicken. Now, I'll tell you, you get people from New Delhi. You know, hey, there was a McDonald's with real hamburgers that started in New Delhi. They caught on fire 10 times in a row, and they kept rebuilding it. And now they have soy hamburgers and a lot of chicken. But we're getting people from – so we can pull in even the vegetarian, non-beef, pork-eating countries, even the Jews, everybody. There's nobody who will not tune in. And, well, folks, I've got the system. I've got the groundwork laid. All we need is you companies to reach in. And then what will I do? I'm going to take all the money, and I'm going to put 50% right back in the pockets of the teams.
Yes.
If you're the top 1,000 teams in the country, you're going to get sponsorship from Barbecue Superstars. And we get 1,000 teams wrapped to the T with plenty of funding, plenty of – we could get so many comps going and strengthen this thing. And, folks, we could take over the world and get a real spectator sport. Could you imagine
we'll even have world peace.
Yeah, world peace is next. What are we going to – you never know where we're going to take this
because
thing.
They want to watch and just be involved.
Yeah.
There's no reason we can't do that. And I tell you what, I'm struggling. I've been on my own a long time. You know, I keep coming back to Frank because he touched me today.
Okay, no, wait a minute. We got to talk about something here because you're talking about all these international countries and stuff, okay? A big part of the Jack is the international teams that come down here. And I got to tell you, I saw the coolest thing today. There's the when you walk out this corral here and you walk straight ahead, go through that other little arena deal out there in the middle, there's like this little island out there. And they put a whole lot of them international teams in that spot. Well, there's you go through the gate, and the first guy you walk right into is from South Africa.
South Africa.
That's
I mean,
where they parted
with
last night.
So those guys are cool as heck. I got to tell you, man. So Mrs. Smoker Builder and I was over there running around with the camera a little bit, and we stopped and talked to them. And you got to see these hats these guys is wearing. But what they're doing is they're taking barbecue, competition, KCBS cooking-style barbecue, and they're spinning it to their culture. And it's really cool to hear the impact, how their culture impacts the barbecue contest over there. And but they're still doing the same four categories that we're doing. They're still doing the same four turn-ins, just like we are. They got some different methods. But you know what's cool as heck? I'm trying to think. Was it him that told us that? Which team was it that told us that they cooked underwater? It was Michael, wasn't it?
Cooked underwater.
I'm trying to think. The South African team. Oh, yeah, the South. Okay. I can't remember what he calls it, though. They called
That's called boiling.
Well, yeah. Well, what they did is it's really – that is boiling. But what they did is they built a box. I guess you could see through this box. Well, no, it's like a B. It's a – I can't think of what their term is for barbecue, but it starts with a B. But anyway, it's like a B. It starts with B-I-I or something. But anyway, they built this box. I videoed him telling the story. And so we'll put that up later. But so they built this box, and they piped air down to it, and they cooked whatever it was they were cooking was cooking inside this box underwater, and they were in scuba outfits running that pit.
Oh, my.
Underwater. Oh, I mean, come on. Who has done that? Okay, so here we're going to take it another level, as if that ain't crazy enough. Okay, that old boy out there holds the Guinness Book of World Records title or whatever for the longest barbecue marathon ever. He cooks every day, and he has for years, I guess.
For years,
he's cooked something every day on the cooker, and he currently holds the Guinness Book of World Records deal for it. That's insane.
I
got to
knock that
great
record down. And
huh?
I'll tell you what. This is kind of
I never knew there was a record.
What's that?
Yeah, look.
He's been cooking every day for over 25 years on his back porch. You know what he said? One time he had a dang tractor trailer dump, and it was full of meat that he cooked. It wasn't no good. I mean,
no,
so,
my gosh.
That's a true story, man.
So he needs to call in to Guinness Book of World Records. Maybe he's going to break it. I don't know. But, you know, that's really cool. You run into some of these guys, you're not going to see them for 365 days if they come back next year or if you're here next year. So you got to get in there and see these guys. You know, a bunch of swines from UK. You know, there's a couple UK teams out here.
Yeah.
That's a big old hell yeah right there.
Yeah.
And we got some Australian teams and Bavarian teams and Estonia is here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Holland.
German team.
You know,
German team.
There's something I want to throw in right here. Norway, team. Finland, Estonia, which I didn't know Estonia was part of that, and Holland. They've gone crazy with barbecue, man.
Oh, my.
Oh, it's nuts over there.
They've totally taken over. I mean, they're crazy with it.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, they're willing to get it whatever way they can get it. I mean, you know, it's really hard. Last year I was talking to one of the guys from the Holland team, and, you know, it's really cool because they actually do wear wooden shoes, by the way. I saw him. Anyway, so I was talking to one of them last year, and he was asking me for advice on how they can build, pits over there, because I guess they're so regulated on materials as far as them getting materials, and like not just anybody can go out there and cut it up, because they got such control on the trades.
Wow.
And stuff like that, and so
things we take for granted here.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They're willing to take it whatever format they can get it. You know, stumps in the ground. I mean, no cook, they don't care.
Cook underwater.
Underwater. You know, I think we got Clover Ridge on the line with us. Is that you, Brother David?
It is. How are you?
Oh, let me turn you up. I forgot to turn you up. Try that again.
It is. How are you?
Doing well, buddy. We're just talking. The international teams. What you got?
Let me just tell you about the audio. The absolute best broadcast you guys have ever done. The audio is so outstanding.
Oh, that's awesome.
The only thing I would say, you might want to check Chris's mic. He seems to be a little low. I think he's kind of feeding into both the other two mics. But no, awesome. Wonderful, wonderful broadcast.
So how's it turning out on the video feed as well?
Oh, man. Daryl's on his game with camera work.
Give a smile.
I can't believe we haven't broke the camera yet.
So how's the audio on the video feed?
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm actually just watching the video feed. Because I couldn't find the radio show. The one I thought it was Friday Night Lights, but it says that's not going to start for another hour. No, the video is awesome. Daryl's definitely doing some great camera work. So,
there you go, brother.
They're doing the camera.
So.
Work. You go, boy. You go.
Hell yeah, let's smoke roll, big Dave.
You know, Dave. I got to give you a big shout out because you are so involved in this operation. You know, and nobody really knows. I don't think, but from the smoker builder side. You are a linchpin in that operation. All the things that you're doing to make it possible to keep the vision alive and keep it moving forward. But also, dude, you tune in every day. You watch the show on Barbecue Superstars. You know, you're always on the radio show with us. You know, you've got the barbecue bug big time. And I got to, if the applause button was working, I'd give you a big old applause real quick.
We'll just
do it right here.
There you go.
Thumbs up from Daryl.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And, I definitely got the bug. I think my family might say it's an illness, but it is something else. And, as you know, Frank, it has definitely changed my life. And, I want to do everything I possibly can to make barbecue even bigger and bigger and bigger. So I know I sure enjoy it, the camaraderie, the people. It's just amazing in today's world how, you can live in a whole other state but be influential because, as Frank knows, I live in Minnesota, so nowhere near Rolla, Missouri, but I feel very much a part of the team.
By the way, if you want to get into the Jack next year, a good place to compete is Minnesota.
That is.
Yeah.
Because how many contests they got up there?
12. 12 KCBS.
12 contests. Got 1 in 12 shot at it.
So
you just got to make the trek up there.
Yeah, no problem.
Is the wind in Minnesota where you're at, is it worse than it is, in fact, in Kearney, Nebraska, where Gizmo lives?
I'm telling you, that wind up there is just ridiculous. Yeah, no, it's not. It's pretty windy here today. No, Nebraska is way worse. We have way more trees than Nebraska does. So
it breaks it all up and stuff. So you got a chance up there cooking normal.
That's true.
We just get
cold and snow here is what we get.
Yeah, cold and snow. Dang, buddy. Well, cool, brother. I really appreciate that. We need to talk about the Jack.
you guys do. I'm going to drop off, guys. I'm going to just sit back and enjoy. So you guys enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, Frank.
All right, Brother David. I appreciate
all right,
it, brother.
See you. Yep. Bye.
See you, buddy.
3-hour drive, and he didn't get here until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And we're trying to figure out, Chris, now, where in the world was you at today?
Well, I took the scenic tour. I didn't leave until 5 o'clock this morning. I still in the bed at 5 o'clock this morning. I'm telling you.
I tell you what,
Frank Cox.
Let me see if Chance.
Yeah. Hey, thanks
here.
For being on the show with us, sir, Pork Chop. Come on back if you feel like it, man.
You want me to
Oh yeah, let's get Chad over here. Talk about it. Let's do a little bit of investigative stuff going on. You bet, man. Appreciate you. Hey, make sure if you're watching out there, make sure you check into the OBR, the Friends of OBR barbecue class coming up February 28th.
Yeah, that's going to be a nice place.
So now we got the rest of the story from Pork Chop, but that's okay. We'll just leave that off the air. So anyway, what do you think? Come on back here, Daryl. I'm going to shut your other mic off here so we can hear you through that one there. You got to get up close and talk. So give me some words of wisdom here on, you know, just the Jack and your experience here and what you think about it all.
Well, it's a miracle, you know, and, you know, the blues, barbecue, Jack Daniels, go together. You know, they say the blues had a baby and they call it rock and roll. Well, I don't know what the magic is that Jack Daniels whiskey put on barbecue. But before Jack Daniels looked around and said, you know what?
Number seven.
Before Jack Daniels looked around and said, you know what? We're going to create a world championship and you're going to have to qualify to get it. It's going to be an invitational. Essentially, you had Memphis in May, which created Memphis Barbecue Network, which has switched. You know, Memphis in May had a bunch of competitions, and the MBN took over just one or two competitions.
Right.
And then they switched back, and Memphis in May just did Memphis in May, and one in Washington and Baltimore. But then they canceled that one, so now they just have Memphis in May, then Memphis Barbecue. So there was a lot of confusion and a lot of Memphis Barbecue started it all, but the KCBS has taken that banner, and Carolyn and Gary sold it. Well, they didn't sell it. They sold it and made a board and made it nonprofit. And then the Jack Daniels stepped in and said, we'll be your world championship. And, you know, when that day happened 25 years ago this weekend, you look back at that event, that one event in barbecue now, and you can say that everything that grows green in barbecue was created by that moment. And the fact that Brown-Forman bought it, and the rumor has always been every year, they're going to cancel the Jack. As soon as the Jack's over, I've been here 3 years, and 3 years when you leave, they're going to cancel the Jack. I don't think Brown-Forman has any inclination of canceling this contest. But, you know, now we've got the Sam's Club Chase, which is a national competition that's come out of this. We've got 600 competitions in KCBS. We've got another 400 or 500, probably another 600 in America from all the other sanctioned bodies. And then it's all over the world. And, you know, I know I'm talking a long time, but, you know, you have to give the Jack Daniels Company and the Jack Daniels brand and Brown-Forman credit for being the secure corporate sponsor that said, you know what? There might be some white-headed guys out there named Johnny Trigg and what's his name? Mike Mills. And, you know, if you was to bring them guys in here and set them down and you didn't know who they were, you wouldn't give them $5, and you wouldn't support them at all, you know. But now that they've got this huge, huge history of being the number one barbecue competitors to ever pick up a spatula or ever set up a butt, you just thank God that Brown-Forman and Jack Daniels was willing to step out and do that. And you know what? This little hall, it ain't but about 20 telephone poles. They ain't even big ones. And there's a bunch of old rafters and tin and
good old pole barn.
Diva Q stood up there at the front 2 years ago and won first plate pork and said, hell yeah, so loud. I think she shook the whole thing, and we thought she was done. She went outside, and hell, she yelled and shook the whole wall over there, hell yeah. And there's been so many big things happening in this building right here. You know what's funny? The town's probably got 15 little bitty crunched up buildings. There's probably 50 or 100 people living in this town. Now we're down in a hole.
The holler.
There ain't no room down here.
The holler.
They're putting 72 teams in here, and they're just about nose to tail, nose to tail. You ain't hardly got room to open your door on the trailer because you're hugging the guy's back. But, you know, the worst place to broadcast, the fact that we got signal just almost blows my mind. I want to thank God. It's God working, but you wouldn't want to be any other place in the world. It doesn't matter what country you're in. Now, if you're in Europe, if you're in Russia, if you're in China, if you're in Africa, if you're in, well, some of your brothers made it here, but I'm going to tell you, you'll never do what you think you could do in barbecue until you get here. You got to come through one time. You got to get that Jack Daniels, that blues music, that barbecue. You got to get it in your blood.
Smoke in your veins.
And I'll tell you what the Jack does. Now, here's an example of what it does. My sister came here. My sister was married for 31 years. She had 7 children. She went to an independent, fundamental Baptist church. She was at Bob Jones, Pensacola Christian. She taught. Her husband taught. Her husband was a missionary for 15 years. She's never drank liquor. She still never drank liquor. She shall never drink liquor. And she wore dresses to her ankles. She has hair to the bottom of her back. She is the most conservative Christian, ain't ever done anything wrong in her whole life. She came to the Jack. She bought a Jack T-shirt. She bought a Jack hat. She bought a Jack watch. You know what happened? She left here, and she started enjoying life.
Yeah.
And, you know, she came here with me October 22nd of 2010. She helped me start Barbecue Superstars, and the Jack Daniels gave her life.
Well, yeah, man.
And she's living big now. So you know what? What can I say about the Jack? I can say Frank Cox came down here and put together a hell of a setup. And tomorrow,
we're
at
gonna 5 try
p.m.,
yeah,
SmokerBuilder.com is going to deliver an ESPN radio television
contest.
Live feed for the first time in the history of this contest. You're going to be able to hear it. You're going to be able to see it. And you know what? You might not be here. But you will be here.
That's right.
I love you, Frank. Smoker Builders, Iron Man Cookers, and SmokerPlans.net is going to succeed in breaking the vice of nobody knowing what's going on in Jack. And you know what? You better be here and tune in. What do you think there, Frank?
Well, I'm thinking that it's going to be fun. It's going to be a challenge tomorrow, I'll just tell you, because I remember, you know, my brother Colby and Cody, they came down here last year, and they were the first ever to broadcast the awards live on Barbecue Superstars. That was last year's mile marker last year. They were the first ever to broadcast a radio show from the Jack Daniels Awards ceremony ever right on BarbecueSuperstars.com. So that's a big deal right there. But we're going to try this year, tomorrow, we're going to try, Chad and I are going to try to get down in here, and Daryl's going to be mic'd up, and hopefully, I've already had a couple conversations, and I believe that the announcer is going to let us mic him up. And so if I can run this little board right here, we're going to have a pretty cool little setup because we'll be doing some commentary. Maybe we'll have the pimp come on here and help us out with a little bit of commentary. Kyle from the Slabs.
Pimp Daddy,
didn't
he?
Yeah,
we had him on for about 15 minutes down there at the parade, and golly, he's the shit.
Kyle LaValle is a real dude, man. he come in, he's just got a presence behind
that
microphone.
Hell, I'm telling you.
Well, there was a team from Michigan.
Come here, Emma.
All right, okay. We got some more people coming on.
Here, I'm going to turn your other mic away. Here, let's get over here on that mic right there.
Over here.
Whoever wants to be the rock star can put on the headphone set there. We have Ed from Bunch of Swines with us here and his partner Emma.
Hey there.
What's up, brother?
We're just sort of just coming back from the hill to lean into the mic a little bit. Start thinking about lighting some coals and
Right on.
Finishing off the rest of our
trip. So is this your first time at the Jack?
It's our first time at the Jack.
Yeah. Really? Awesome, man.
What country are you from?
We're from the UK.
Oh, UK?
Yeah, Swindon.
Yes.
Because it's
Swindon
about 20
in,
degrees
and
out here. You haven't even got a T-shirt on, have you?
It's a bit chilly.
I'm starting to feel a little bit. we're sort of used to this.
Yeah.
I think in England, because I see the Canadians and they've all got jackets. In England, we don't really get too bad a weather to go out and buy big jackets, so we just stick up with it.
Right.
Tough it out.
So you just got done cooking the American Royal.
Yeah.
You guys did pretty well in brisket there.
Yeah, we were very happy with that.
Heck yeah. That's awesome. And did you guys get a call on the Invitational?
Not this year. We did
last year. That's right. Last year you guys got a call in chicken, I think, or something.
Yeah.
So how does it stack up, the Jack, so far, your first impressions?
It's very different. I mean, don't get me wrong, from the contest side of it, everybody around the big party side of it, the Royal it's an awesome contest. It's going to always have something special to mean something special to me and Emma, because it was our first big contest.
Right.
But the Jack, they put on a lot around it. There's a lot of prestige to it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how we're feeling about it around 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah. Hey, so now they're throwing a curveball at you this year. At the Jack, they throw this chicken curveball at you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, they say you got to do 7 pieces, and you got to do, well, minimum of 7, and you got to do your light and your dark meat as
both.
Well.
Both.
Yeah.
Now, is it 7 on every turn-in, or just the chicken?
They say 7 on every turn.
Every turn.
It's not that big of a problem, because with ribs, you know, you're going to double stack. You're going to put a big rack in.
Yeah.
Pork as well. Again, mm-hmm. it's not a huge problem. And again, same with brisket. It's just chicken. It's gonna mess with our presentation.
That is, because you got to fit light and dark meat.
Yep.
So you essentially have 14 pieces that you got to stick in that box somehow.
Well, no. I mean, apparently, you know, you can just serve one piece of white meat or one piece of dark meat.
Okay.
Really, you're going to want to give the judges a bit of everything. So you're right, you are going to have to be fitting like 12 pieces of chicken in a box.
So some teams approach it with doing chicken breasts, they'll slice them up or something like that. Some teams approach it with, wings and drummies or something like that. And you don't have to tell us, but I'm sure that all kinds of things have popped through your mind on how to put that box together, you know. But
I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, wings is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
It's probably the easiest or the best one that we can think of and how to present it and get it looking nice and not affect our normal presentation too much.
Mm-hmm. So did you get local meat or you got meat from elsewhere ordered in? You don't have to tell us. Don't tell us no secrets if you got a secret.
I mean, it's not a secret. You know, we've been very lucky that some friends that brought down our equipment to use, because we're using the same smokers that we had at the American Royal.
Mm-hmm.
He's also down here and provided us with a killer brisket. He's provided us with loads of ribs and chicken and
Who is he?
It's Joe from Tippecanoe.
Oh, Joe!
So,
I should have got him over here to be on the show. Joe is quite a man. He's
a hell of a cook.
Hell of a cook. Now, he's another one of them Iowa boys. You got to watch out for them Iowa boys and his barbecue stuff down in here, boy.
Hey, while you're here, if I could butt in for a minute, there's just a big changes in British barbecue sanctioning.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about what's going on in Britain in barbecue sanctioning.
Well, I mean, there's not really a big change in the way that British barbecue is being sanctioned. It's just really with the arrival of KCBS in the UK. We've always had a homegrown organisation, sanctioning body. They still carry on and continue to provide contests. KCBS are also running contests. We've also got another one, an independent contest. There are teams out there that want to compete. If they just all, not book them on the same date, we might all go to them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, which one's your favorite?
I'd probably say the independent one, just because we've won the most money out of it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, that has a way of doing that to you, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I've got to ask you another question. Are there differences in flavor profiles over there?
Not in the UK so much. We've done classes, we've done different things. We use American products. I think the majority of what you need to focus on cooking in the UK is just cooking it good. you know, consistently across all the categories. You know, so not so much about, you know, oh, does it taste of this? Does, you know, sweet and heat is the basic flavor profile. But then when we've competed in Holland, you know, we compete in Amsterdam, the flavor profile is very different. And, you know, what we're consistently, you know, top three with in the UK didn't work in Holland. So when we go back, we've got to change it up a bit and think what's going to work better next time.
Is there any possibility at the soccer games that they could start doing tailgating? It's too
rough.
Yeah, we love it, but you know, we have a thing called hooliganism, which is basically you know, a lot of fighting, drinking. add hot fire to that; it wouldn't be a good mix.
Well, you know, I want to make a suggestion. I started pushing this probably 2 years ago. You know, put down the club, put down the bat. You know, stop fighting. And you know, one thing I wish for every soccer assembly around the world, you know, let's become brothers and quit fighting.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's people getting killed in soccer games. And you know what? Let's get the damn grills out. Let's get that blue smoke go across the front of that stadium a few times. And you know what? Those guys who want to be the roughnecks and the rowdies and all the different groups.
That barbecue calmed them right down.
Yeah, let's start eating some chicken and ribs. You put some chicken down there, you know, to get satisfied, it might slow down.
Well, that's it. I mean, maybe if they have a meal before they have a beer, they might not be so.
Maybe they won't feel like fighting.
Touch your toes. You know, fill them up.
Yeah. Well, maybe what needs to happen is Chris Fulmer and all of us guys on the BNTL side, we need to get over there, man. Go over there and we'll pave the way to tailgating.
He could easily go over to a big soccer game and set it up where people will enjoy it, make a difference, and a brotherhood form.
Tailgating sort of starting. I say it's sort of starting in the UK. Obviously, we've now got some NFL games coming over that are being played over at Wembley. And you know, they call it tailgating. It's vending. You know, will we get to a stage where people can turn up and cook their own food? I mean, with soccer, you know, you guys call it soccer, I call it football.
say football again.
Football.
Oh, love it. Okay, go ahead.
You know, there's too much money involved in it, you know, for them to, you know, the football clubs are looking to get every penny out of everybody, which is a bit of a shame.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I know the gambling's big on it, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brother Ed, I got to tell you, man, cook a hell of a contest for us tomorrow. We're going to be watching. I want to hear your name called.
So do we. Yeah.
I want to see Emma get up there and just run all the way up there.
Oh, yeah. That's what we hope for. But,
you know, Brother Ed, now, we tout barbecue as being American so much. If you was to win this contest, would you be a big-ass national hero?
Oh, my gosh, man.
No, I mean, big ass. Yeah, but
bringing that title to the UK. Holy smoke.
It's one of those things, though. In the UK, you know, 99.9% of the population doesn't even know this thing goes on.
Right.
It's so, which is a real shame because it's something very difficult. It's very unique. You know, it's the friends you make on the circuit. Obviously, you know, we've met Frank a few times, and, you know, it's always you sort of. You have these conversations with people and you don't see them for a few weeks and you see them again and it's like you never left. It's I think someone described it best earlier that it's like the family reunion that you want to go to.
Absolutely. That's what it is.
And I think I feel sorry that a lot of other people in the UK don't know that this kind of thing goes on and don't take part in the contest in the UK and get the experiences and make the friendships that me and Emma have made over the years.
Oh, yeah. Well, Barbecue Superstars needs yet another network, the International International Stars of Barbecue.
We've got a huge British following, and I wish more people would come so we could get it started and get the mentality going.
Yeah.
And, you know, one other thing I want to throw out there, if Manchester United, they've always been the leader of soccer in England, and they've been the leader, really, of soccer in Britain.
I'll stop you right now. They're not anymore.
Oh.
They've got a new manager. It's all going badly for them.
Oh, well, then Arsenal dominated, too, for years. And Arsenal could.
I'm an Arsenal fan, so I like that.
If Manchester United would take the lead and start tailgating, maybe not up against the stadium, put it in the center of town or put it on the street over, but start tailgating and let's get a lot of cooking going out. Let's stop the violence, and let's try to spread a little peace and love around the world, and soccer is so international that if we could get tailgating started in soccer, the whole world would dig in, and
yeah.
it would make a difference.
Right, and it would also, you know, everyone would instantly learn barbecue, know more of barbecue, because, you know, football or soccer is it's probably the one of the biggest international sports out there. It's played in
biggest sport period.
Yeah, it's so to be able to have it highlighted and people know this kind of stuff going on, it would raise the profile and get everyone well. And like you say, you know, everyone could be a lot happier. You know, stop the violence.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. Well, go out there and cook a big old contest. I don't want to mess you up man.
Yeah, no, it's good to see you guys.
I'm so glad you guys walked through here. I was hoping that you guys would come through so we could put you on the spotlight.
Yeah, who is it?
Hey, tell
here, like, hey, what's up, Johnny Love?
Hold on a minute here. Make sure and tell all the boys back there at the British Barbecue Society that we're on, and maybe hit a Facebook thing.
Oh, yeah, we would.
This is up live right now, so they can go back and watch it.
Okay.
When we're done, brother.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Brilliant.
Cook a good contest, man.
Hey, brother. Nice to meet you.
Good luck, Emma.
Good luck.
Hey, by the way, that's Mrs. Smoker Builder. Cool.
I'm telling you, man.
So what do you got here?
Calling in. Johnny Love is our barbecue superstar meat market man. He's going
to
call in and talk about
okay, yeah, he needs to talk about all that. Yeah. Here,
Johnny,
get up on
Love.
That other microphone there.
Come on now. Sit down. Have a seat.
So while we're waiting on him
yeah,
to call
in,
so what do you think about the international presence of barbecue superstars? That's a pretty cool thing to think about. It doesn't take much to put it together. All it takes is a couple guys over there in the U.K. and North Netherlands and who knows where else, just to pick up the old telephone and put on a barbecue show.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll put out there is if Britain wants to be a part of Barbecue Superstars, I will start a third network. So we'll have Barbecue Superstars Radio Network. We'll have BNTL, Barbecue Superstars National Tailgate League. And then we'll have Barbecue Superstars International Radio Network.
Heck yeah.
And let's get what we need. We need six people to commit to doing a two-hour show a day a week.
1 hour to two-hour show.
See, their time frame is going to be completely different than that.
It don't matter.
And
see, we'll just schedule a different time.
You know, that's...
it might
that's,
be 2 a.m., but...
Yeah,
that's one thing about us is, you know, that it's hard for them guys to tune in, you know, because right now they're all in bed. It's middle of the night over there.
Yeah.
So you have another network overseas, you know, then them boys can have their own deal. You know, Smoker Builder actually has quite a presence in Thailand, of all places.
Really?
We got a few members over there that are active in building pits and stuff like that. And, you know, most of the people over there are there because of miscellaneous deployments from different organizations and, and you know, military, things like that. And so they don't actually they're not able to weld and build their own pits, but they hook up with those local guys. And the communication process is entertaining, to say the least, to communicate our plans that the customer purchases to those guys. But it's a really cool thing. Hey, Johnny, is that you, brother? Let me turn the volume up here because I forgot
to
turn
there?
It up. Yeah, I got you now, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, I'm watching you guys live on the Internet. It's just amazing. Really exciting down there at the Jack. Wish we were there. And this is the only way to be there.
That's right, man. You watch live or listening to it live.
Go Barbecue Superstars.
Heck yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you do. I know you're hooked up with Daryl Mast on Barbecue Superstars, but what you got?
So we sell competition-grade barbecue meats. We sell the best, I will say the best brisket, the best ribs, and the best pork butts out there. Our teams win, and they've been winning competition. Daryl, through barbecuesuperstars.huntspoint.com, has a meat store. It's available, and barbecue competition teams could go there right now and buy meat. And this week, to celebrate the Jack, we're taking 5% off of all orders.
Wow.
Well, so I know that you've got several different brands of product available. I even think I heard some Compart Duroc stuff and maybe some Snake River stuff. What all brands do you carry?
Well, we carry Snake River, and we carry the best of the best of Snake River. You can't get this stuff from Snake River that we get. We work with one of the largest food companies in the United States and the largest Wagyu distributors on the East Coast. And because of that fact, we get the best quality meats that there are. Nobody gets these meats. I mean, a lot of my customers, they've been ordering through Snake River directly, and they end up ordering through us, and they tell us that the meats that they get through us is just a better quality, a better grade meat than what they'll get directly.
And it's because of volume buying. See, you put orders together so they can, you can essentially sell a tractor trailer load a week, but you get one private individual, let's say Barbecue Team X, they look at you and, well, hell, you're going to buy one brisket a week, you know, they won't send you the best they got.
Yeah. But
that's exactly right.
You're able to ship anywhere in the country, right?
That's exactly right.
Yes.
We use Federal Express. We ship overnight, as well as a two-day FedEx. Everything with dry ice.
Wow. So it's fresh.
I'm sorry?
So it's fresh.
It's fresh.
When you ship it out, it's fresh off. It's fresh off the from the shop.
Exactly. And all the brisket that we use, it's all hand selected for competition. We know what barbecue teams want. They want a nice, thick, flat, very well marbled, and very grainy, great points. And our brisket has been winning competitions.
Something I've been you'll hear this a lot from the guys that I run with, but man, we just cannot get a good rib anymore. I mean, ribs have just went. They went so far downhill. I don't know if they've changed the way they're butchering them or what, but you just get such a dog leg anymore in a rack of spares. And, baby backs just got that nasty old bunch of bone chips you got to clean off of them every time. What's a brother do to get some decent ribs anymore? What can you recommend?
Well, we sell Compart Duroc competition-grade barbecue ribs. We also have a Hatfield rib, which we specially cut for barbecue teams. Nice straight ribs, 5 to 6 inch ribs, and very, very well marbled, nice thick meat on them, somewhere between 3 to 3.5 pounds. And we understand what the barbecue teams are looking for, and we work to get the best quality meats out there. You know, on an industrial level, the hogs that are out there today, it's not like the old-time hogs, where they could grow the hogs to whatever age they want to. They're slaughtering these animals, and they're not getting the meat on them that they once did.
Well, I know that I've been really considering switching over to Compart Duroc, mainly because a lot of my MBN friends are cooking them right now. And, Barbecue 101's here, them guys is cooking Compart Duroc. You know, Mark Lambert is here, he's cooking it.
Boar's Night Out,
you know. So I don't know. It's really been tempting for us to do that. And they actually have a competition pack. Is that available through you?
Yes, absolutely. We have several competition packs that are available on the site.
Cool.
Two briskets, two butts, and four ribs.
Awesome. Yeah, so you can get that whole – what is that usually – is there a way you could tell me what kind of a cost I can expect to pay and what brands are going to go into that pack?
It really depends. It's configurable. You could either select the Compart Duroc ribs. You can get the snake – the briskets are going to be Snake River, but it's going to be our special brand of Snake River, our special hand-selected cut of Snake River. The pork butts are going to either be – a Berkshire pork butt or a Compart Duroc pork butt, and you could select the Hatfield ribs or the Duroc ribs or the Berkshire ribs. The Berkshire rib is a smaller animal, and the ribs run a little bit smaller, but teams out there have won.
So can you explain to us a little bit of isn't there a flavor difference of some kind that you can expect between like Duroc pork and Berkshire pork? I've heard that a few times. There's some kind of a consistency difference of some kind. Can you explain that to us, what we can expect?
You know, we were recently at the competition in Atlantic City. You know, I'm sorry, not Atlantic City, Seaside Heights. And one team that I had supplied Berkshire ribs with and another team had the Duroc ribs. So it was just getting ready for turn-ins, and I had just tried the Duroc ribs. They were incredible, juicy, super sweet, very flavorful. And I then went ahead and tried the Berkshire ribs. And I'll tell you, there was a big difference. The Duroc ribs were juicy, flavorful, sweet. I can't say everything that I, you know, all the wonderful things that I can say about them. They're really, really good. And our Hatfields have been winning as well. Our Hatfield ribs came in third in the Sam's Club event with Barbecue Guru.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, I've never heard of that Hatfield brand yet. Have they been around a while?
Hatfield, it's an old company. They've been selling on the East Coast. They're a Pennsylvania company. And, you know, they work with us, and we sell the best marbled meat with them. And as I said, the Barbecue Guru came in third place with those ribs.
Awesome.
You know, I'll throw something in here. And, you know, it's funny what I've learned in traveling around this country for the last 3 years. Now, the big champion, big names, Snake Rivers knows who they are, have a special phone number. Now, if you guys don't know that, there is a special phone number directly in the Snake Rivers. Now, if your name is a world champion name, like, and I'm not going to say any name because I don't want any hard feelings out there, they've got that phone number to the Snake Rivers in the center of the baddest meat they got, and they get those briskets. And we're breaking that for you. Now, he, by volume and by connection, can go in there and get those briskets that only those world champions can get by that special phone number.
Yep.
And I tell you something else. There's somebody who gives a lot of classes, and then his special students that do good, they get the phone number, but they're swore not to give it out.
Oh, now, come on.
Yeah. And... But
so this is the back door.
This is the back door.
This is the way to get into that circle.
That's
the
way
to get the meat that you need.
That's it. And, you know, I haven't put it out because I don't want to make a lot of people mad. But if you're a new team and you're struggling and you don't have the connection or the phone number, just go on over to Barbecue Superstars Butcher Shop and order the best brisket they got. Now, I want to encourage you, always call 212-380-1273. Always call and talk to him for a few minutes. Get to know him, because if you do a large order, he'll reduce your shipping. And, you know, why pay it all if you buy a big order? And we'll ask Johnny in a second what a big order is. Don't pay all the shipping. We'll share in that. But the other thing is, quit getting beat by these big-name teams because they got the phone number. Just go ahead and order direct from us, and we'll get it for you. And, Johnny, what's a big order?
Well, you know, we consider all of our customers, whether it's one brisket or 10 briskets, a big order. Every customer is worth it to us, and we treat everybody with the same respect and courtesy that we treat the big names out there. It's all about customer service as far as we're concerned. We want to give the best customer service, and we know that by giving that customer service, our customers are going to keep coming back to us. By giving the best quality meats, our customers are going to come back to us. By being honest, our customers are going to come back to us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's basic 101, right way to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, give us some more contact information. If somebody wanted to just contact you directly, and I know Daryl gave out a phone number, but if there's a different one that you also like to use, give us a phone number and maybe an email address or something and a website that they could get a hold of you. Purchase through bbqsuperstars.com into the butcher shop down there. And how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they could get a hold of me through 212-380-1273. 212-380-1273. My mobile phone number is 646-208-7000. 7712-646-208-7712. Just please let me know that you're calling through Barbecue Superstars, that you heard about this through Barbecue Superstars, and we'll take really, really good care of you as we take care of everybody else. We'll hand-select those cuts, make sure that those cuts are going to be the best cuts. We're going to ship it out to you when we say we're going to ship it out to you. And if there's any sort of issues, we're going to be right there behind you to make sure that those issues get resolved, because nothing's perfect in this world.
Absolutely. And I know I'll be changing over this next season. I got one more contest I got to finish out the way I'm doing it for my method. But I know we're going to be changing up our game coming up next year, and so we'll be talking.
You know, the other reason I agreed to do this is because I know what he's bringing. And this is another service to support the team. And the one thing Barbecue Superstars is committed to is totally supporting the team in every way I can. And so go ahead and buy some meat from him and get in the inner circle where you can start winning.
Absolutely.
Yep, we'll do it.
Well, thanks a lot. We appreciate you calling in. And, you know, we'll be promoting that for sure.
Well, you know, I just wanted to thank you and thank Daryl. I think Daryl and the rest of the announcers are doing a great job with Barbecue Superstars being down there at the Jack. I wish I was down there myself. This is the only way that I can actually see what's going on down there, see the event. It's amazing, and I really just wanted to say excellent job, guys. God bless you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.
We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you down the barbecue trail. And I love this audio.
Take care, guys.
All right.
You too, buddy. This audio is just killer, man. If it sounds anything in real life, how it does in this headset right now.
I'm telling you.
I mean, dang, you know what I want to keep doing? I keep wanting to reach up and grab that boom thing, you know, with the big deal around the mic that bounces around, you know, and just pull that thing over here like they do on the radio shows.
You know,
just feels good.
You know what makes me feel good? For the first time as I'm sitting here right now, you know, the thing about ESPN and all these television shows, buddy, if you got the right television set, it looks like you can reach in there and just shake their hand or touch them on the shoulder or tap them in the side of the head. Perfect, perfect HD television. You know, and the sets are so beautiful with these plastic things and all these lights behind it. And poor old Daryl's over here in the sunlight in 107 degrees in Artesia, New Mexico with a Canon M40 that cost $250. Oh, my God. And you know what? For the first time today, I've got a badass camera over there. Frank Cox has got a major Hell Yeah radio show going. And you know what? Phil Sims, ESPN. Hey, buddy, you can see me too now.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, listen, there's one person I got to give a shout-out to on this whole deal, because it would not have been possible had it been for my brother Nick. He's got the gift.
Yeah.
Him and Dan Leafblad. You've seen Dan a few times. He's Dan the cameraman. That's what we call him. He's been around with us a few times going out and filming our contests and stuff. But if you have any kind of a radio show you're doing and you're interested in working with a system like this, just give my brother a call at Greengrass Records. You can find him on Facebook is the best way to find it. Just type in Greengrass Records. And he's a multifaceted individual just like myself.
Take a minute off.
Operation Barbecue Week, one of the big ladies. She's leaving.
Hang on just a second. Come on over. Oh, you do have to go. Okay. Hang on one second. I'll be right back. Go ahead.
All right, Operation Barbecue Relief. The big main lady is getting ready to take off. And she's got some nice crackers she's selling. She's got a lot of stuff going on. But you know what? All right, now, we've talked about Barbecue Superstars business, and we've talked about a lot of other things. We have the Jack Daniels, by God. There's 72 teams out here who qualified to compete. We got Chris Chadwick himself
right here
in the house. And now, Chris, how does it feel to be the Jack Daniels?
Man, I'm telling you, Big D, we're just having a big old time here. It's colder than
the temperature's dropping about a second.
I'm telling you, it's cold out here, boy, and I don't get cold.
Woo!
We're ready to let the smoke roll and some Jack get in these veins, I'm telling you.
We need to get that Hall County smoker in this building.
We need that fire flow. Yeah, we need a Oh, mercy. I'm telling you what, it's a great experience. It's something to see. We've got an awesome,
awesome sound system here set up, radio show tonight, video production. It's just crazy. The parade earlier, that was something to see with all the teams marching through with their banners going up to the hill. I've not yet. We're going to figure that out and hopefully go up to the hill shortly.
Yeah, you know,
check that out.
That's a good point. You know, there's a couple things happening right now. I'm freezing my butt off.
Me too. Yeah.
And I think you are too.
Yep.
And, you know, the wife unit, Mrs. Smoker Builder, she just went over there to get close to the fire over there where Pork Chop and the, you know, Moonswiners is and stuff. So we're probably going to have to be shutting her down here in just a second so we can get on and pack this stuff up. And, you know, we want
get
to see barbecue
tomorrow.
Hell. Get
That's
ready
right.
for tomorrow. So,
well, before we go, the one thing I want to say to all the 72 teams who qualified for the 25th annual Jack Daniel's World Championship, do you know where you are right now? And if you don't realize who you are right now, let me just give you a few pointers. If you look over to the left and you go around that road, you've got Swamp Boys, Killer Bees, True Bud Barbecue. You've got everybody who has kicked total ass in the last 2 years,
yeah.
right down there on that shopping. Road. And you know
oh,
what?
Man.
You are in direct competition. You have the ability tomorrow to distinguish yourself as the baddest, best, number one barbecue team in the world. And we've got
That's
38
right.
teams to our right who came as much as 12 and 15,000 miles. We have a team who flew 24 hours to get to the Jack Daniel's World Championship.
That's crazy.
And you, in Championship Row, and back here in the back, are in direct competition with those teams, and you have the ability in the next, how many hours we got?
Not, I don't know. I've lost track.
18 hours. We have got 18 hours before the last turn-in, and you have the opportunity in Lynchburg, Tennessee, to kick their ass and be named the next world champion. So let me ask you a question. What are you going to do between now and 2:05 p.m. tomorrow to ensure that you knock Swamp Boys, Killer Bees, True Bud Barbecue, and the badass guys up that way down in the dirt and get your name called what?
Last.
World.
Last,
baby.
The world
if
champion.
If you can climb that mountain tonight, you can be number 24 to take that baseball field next time they do this. And, Frank, we want to thank you for putting us on the air tonight. We want to thank everybody who's been involved in allowing Barbecue Superstars to do what they've done tonight, for SmokerBuilder.com to make it happen, for Chris Chadwick to come in by and let the smoke roll. And you know what? I got one thing to say to everybody. This is our launching point. Barbecue Superstars is going to go way up now, and we want you to climb on board, get on this train, because you know what? If you're a barbecue team, you're part of it, and I'm going to make sure you benefit by being a part of it. Frank, take us out.
All right, fellas. Well, we'll be back here 5 o'clock. Is that when awards is?
Last turn is at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock p.m. Central.
Yeah.
6 o'clock Eastern. We'll be turning the cameras on. We'll be lighting the fire. We'll be
kicking the tires.
We'll be doing what?
Kicking the tire, baby. Lighting them fires.
Lighting them fires.
We're letting the smoke roll. Well, right here. 25th anniversary.
Woo!
Jack Daniel's invitation.
Jump back,
the
Jack.
The world championship.
The
you
true
bet.
World championship. The one that made it all happen.
Well, I'm going to take us out with a little bit of Stevie Ray Vaughan here and Manic Depression. But anyway, I am not depressed. I'm very excited to be here, and it's going to be an awesome time tomorrow. Be watching tomorrow about 5 o'clock. You can either watch on BarbecueSuperstars.com or you can see it right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tune into the, I think, what is the show called? I think it's called Live at the Jack, I think
Live
is what it's called.
Jack. Live at the
and
Jack.
That'll be at 5 o'clock, something like that. You're best off to go to Barbecue Superstars, though. We'll see you tomorrow.
BarbecueSuperstars.com.
Honey, I love you. My wife's at home by herself, honey. I love you very much. You just don't believe what we're doing. I hope, I'll call you when I get done.
See if we got some sand.
Nope, you turned up the right one.
I'm